Now, let's read again Hebrews 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out not knowing whither he went. That's wonderful. This means Abraham was obedient. But this verse expresses that Abraham was immediately obedient. Because when he was called, in Greek, is participle present, of presence, and the main verb, obeyed, is aorist indicative. And now, when you learn Greek grammar, you learn that this means that these two actions are on the same time. Not after, but in the same time. So, this means Abraham revealed an immediate obedience. He did not say, oh, I have to take some reflection, maybe 6 months, whether we will really leave Ur. But he left immediately Ur. That's wonderful. There is obedience. You know that from the children. Please come. But they come 10 minutes later. That's obedience, of course, they came. But it was not immediate obedience. And immediate obedience is precious. But let's go back to the Genesis record. Genesis 11, 31, we read, and Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son, Abram's wife. And they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. That's special. God said to Abram, go out of your father's house. But his father went with him. And even more, his father not just went with him, he was the leader. He was the tour leader. He took Abram and all the other people who went out of Ur. But that was disobedience. This was not God's commandment. So we learn by the Bible, reality. Reality is not just white and black. Abraham was obedient. Immediately obedient, but at the same time he was disobedient because he followed only a part of the commandment. And it's possible to be partly obedient immediately. So Terah, his father, should be left in Ur, but he went with him. And this shows that Abraham was not really separated from his father. Yeah, he should be, as a married man. We learn from Genesis 2:24, after the creation of the first man and the first woman, we learn the principle taught by Moses. Therefore, Genesis 2:24, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. He never left his father, although he got married long time ago. This is a problem. There are several husbands that never left their parents. And this can cause quite problems in marriage life. There should be this kind of separation in order to found a new cellule of family. But then the children can get a totally new relationship with the parents, which is beautiful, as adults. But it's different from childhood. You see, this was a problem throughout history, not only today. But also Lot went to it. But Lot was Abraham's nephew. But God said that he should go out of his family, of his kindred. He did not obey. And you see, it was clear. To go out from thy kindred and from thy father's house. Lot and Terah were two problems. Now this leads to consequences. Genesis 11:31 says, they went out up to Haran and then dwelt there. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. And they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran and dwelt there. They did not go to Canaan. They lost the aim. They were stopped before. Of course, the way was correct. It was too dangerous to go through the desert directly from Ur to the land of Canaan. That was not possible. You had to go through the fertile crescent, that's to say, to go along the Euphrates River up to Haran, in the south of today's Turkey, and then go down to the land of Canaan. The direction was correct, but they stopped there. So there was a blockade in his life, in his spiritual life. And when we are disobedient or partially obedient, there will be a blockade in our spiritual life. And what to do? The cause of the problem should disappear. And we read in verse 32, and the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. And we see, afterwards, Abraham can go out. The cause of the problem has to go into death. And when we realize that the Lord Jesus had to die for every sin in our life, for every single disobedience, he had to go into death. We understand, and when we realize the cause of our blockade, we confess our sins to the Lord, 1 John 1 verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us and to cleanse us from every unrighteousness. So the cause has to go into death. But this leads to something like a resurrection. By the way, to stay in Haran was really strange, because we know by archaeology that Haran was also a city dedicated to the worship of the moon god Nana. So to go out from Ur in order to stop in Haran, this is really no solution. But you see, after this, Moses explains once more in Genesis 12, 1 to 3, what was in fact the call of the Lord in Ur. The Lord had said to him. And then in verse 4 we read how Abraham was really obedient to go into the land of Canaan. So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. Oh, you see, there's still a problem. But Terah did no more go with. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. The goal is achieved. Come into the land. Now he is there where God really revealed his presence, in the chosen land. And then we learn from Hebrews 11 that Abraham realized, I have to dwell in this promised country like a stranger, like a foreigner. And I do not take possession now, only my descendants will take possession of this land. But he realized that God had prepared for him another city. Then Ur.